listening to Revive in 5 with me, your host, Tracy Fixon. I help others revive their spirits, elevate their minds, and energize their bodies. Revive in 5 is your burst of truth to help you make small, simple changes. It's time to revive your life. Hey everyone, it's Tracy. Thanks for tuning in today. And if you have not heard the news, we are going to be coming at you with episodes twice a week. Instead of every Friday, you will be getting a new powerful episode every Tuesday and Friday. Because they are so short and sweet, we want to make sure that you are getting that next bit of encouragement and advice as soon as possible. So I am excited to roll that out, especially because we are switching to elevating your mindset. This is going to take us every Tuesday and Friday in July and probably then some. But we are starting with the verse of 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. Or another version of how he did not give us a spirit of fear, but rather of power and love and sound mind. So when we are thinking of our mindset and how we want to elevate our mindset to be better and to push ourselves to be more patient and more peaceful and more joyful, I really find so much encouragement in this verse because I think of almost every situation in my life. If you're operating from fear, we know that that is not God-given. So we can correct those situations because why are we operating from fear? And honestly, sometimes it takes a situation and you need to peel back layer by layer by layer to get to that root of the problem. Why are we operating this way? Or why are our emotions reacting this way when this is not a loving reaction? So what am I so scared of? So I'm going to give you an example in my life. So I have an at-home business. And I consider myself a high achiever. I always want to do well. I want to push myself harder. I want to get to that next level. And this past year has really been a work in progress for me. And for a while, I found myself, you know, taking my kids and running errands, going to the grocery store, doing these things. And I would be so high strung in this moment and so rushed because I felt like I had to rush to get home, just rush, rush, rush. And I finally, you know, I was snapping at them and it was miserable. So I eventually sat down and just like stopped myself and thought, why am I acting this way? Why am I such a Looney Tune at the grocery store when these kids are, you know, they love going and just taking their time and I can take my time with them. Why am I in such a rush? And I peeled back the layers and I've found that when I'm acting that way in situations, it's because I'm scared that I'm not moving fast enough in my business. And that's what the root problem was. And that was such a mindset wake-up call for me because I know that every day I can only get so much done and my family needs me, my home needs me, my kids need me. That's the beauty of doing what I do. I get to be home and have this flexible time with my family. So why am I running myself emotionally ragged? It was because I had this deep-rooted fear, which made me operate it not in a place of love for my kids, which was not fair to them and not why I do what I do. So I love thinking about power, love, and self-control and our bodies as a whole and thinking of these things. So how does those three things, those God-given gifts, apply to your emotions, your body, your addictive behaviors, your habits, and your mindset? So when you break down those categories of life and you apply this verse, it can be very, very eye-opening because I always go back to this is God's truth. This is it. Like this is the rock in which I stand on. So why am I so afraid? And I even have a note here that says, do not be afraid because he did not give us fear. He did not give us cowardice. He gave us power, love, and self-control. And that is pretty amazing. So I just want to encourage you to look at this again and thank you for tuning in. We will be back again to continue talking about ways to elevate our mindset. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If this message impacted you, I'd love to hear from you. Like it, comment, or share it with a friend. Take a screenshot, post it to social media, and tag me at Tracy Fixin, or use the hashtag #reviveinfive. And remember, it's never too late to revive your life.